Hey Mike, today let's dive into a captivating experience with Where the Water Tastes Like Wine. Imagine setting out on a journey through a beautifully illustrated Depression-era America, gathering stories instead of loot. It's a game that's not just about surviving, but thriving through the magic of storytelling. And trust me, you'll want to stick around for this. So why should you jump into this narrative adventure? Well, picture yourself traversing a vast hand-drawn landscape where each encounter brings a new tale. You meet a diverse cast, from a wandering preacher to a Navajo woman on a harrowing journey. The interactions are meaningful, because you must collect and share stories like a traveling bard, unlocking deeper connections. What could be more satisfying than piecing together tales to help others open up? It's like trading charms, but instead, you're trading heartbeats. The game's visual style is absolutely stunning. Think of rich, artistic illustrations blending seamlessly with a 3D map of the United States. Every place you visit feels alive, almost like stepping into an immersive storybook, where you can feel the textures and colors bleed with history and folklore. Let's talk about the gameplay. You'll move freely across this expansive world, but your real mission lies in the stories you collect. As you interact with characters, the narratives change and evolve, reflecting the way we humans share and reshare our own tales. This isn't just about pressing buttons, it's about making connections. The gameplay mechanic transforms storytelling into a kind of currency. Pair the right story with the right character, and you unlock powerful, genuine narratives. It's both intriguing and rewarding as you watch the fabric of these lives unfold. Now, one particularly exciting aspect of the game is how stories return to you, changed. As you travel back to previously explored locations, you might encounter those same characters, but with new insights and perspectives based on what you've shared. It's like becoming a legend within the game itself, a master of the oral tradition. One major reason to play this game? It's all about the richness of the experience itself. The idea that stories can transform and deepen connections is beautifully laid out in gameplay. You'll come away not just with a game completed, but with memorable experiences that linger like a good book. If you enjoy games that have a narrative depth, you might also want to check out titles like Oxenfree or Firewatch, which share a focus on storytelling within their own unique contexts. Each crafts an emotional landscape that resonates with players long after they've put the controller down. Now, I know you might be a bit wary of diving into something that combines potentially tedious elements. However, Where the Water Tastes Like Wine resists those pitfalls with its engaging storytelling focus. It's all about exploration and connection, not just survival or puzzles. It keeps you engaged and invested in the characters and their journeys. However, if you find that more text-heavy or less action-packed games aren't your usual cup of tea, do keep that in mind. The pacing and narrative style may require a bit of patience, as it's not just about fast reflexes, but more about your willingness to immerse yourself in the characters' lives. In wrapping up, if you're looking for an imaginative journey that celebrates the beauty of storytelling while navigating the complexities of human experience, Where the Water Tastes Like Wine offers that and more. It's rich in atmosphere, depth, and connection, making it a treasure worth uncovering. So what do you say, Mike? Ready to sip from this fountain of tales and venture into the unknown? Thanks for joining me today. And remember, every story holds a journey waiting to be shared.